A new climate change preparedness study has found that the greatest risk to Duke Energy's electrical transmission and distribution system by 2050 will be extreme heat and flooding, mainly at substations. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has more.
The report is separate from Duke's carbon plan, which addresses the transition away from fossil fuels for generating electricity. This report, required by state regulators, examines the electric grid's vulnerabilities to climate change, heat, cold, flooding, wind, and wildfire, for both moderate and worst-case scenarios for global warming over the next few decades. Cynthia Klein is Duke's Director of Strategic Initiatives.
What the study is going to allow us to do is better inform future grid resilience improvements, you know, to make our system more resistant to outages and disruptions from climate-related events.
About 5% of Duke's 1,200 substations in the Carolinas are in floodplains, which means they'll be increasingly susceptible as climate change brings more intense storms. Klein says Duke already has started addressing substation risks.
We implemented permanent flood mitigation at the 14 substations that actually experienced flooding during Hurricane Matthews and Florence. We've increased our design standard elevation for new substations, and we also deploy temporary flood mitigation measures ahead of storms for substations that are in the path of the storm.
The report also estimates that by 2050, up to 80% of Duke's transmission lines could be at risk from temperatures hotter than they're designed for. And the report recommends that Duke improve how it plans, monitors, and maintains aging plants and equipment to account for climate-driven extreme temperatures and flooding. Age and maintenance were key issues last December when single-digit temperatures froze equipment at several gas and coal plants, forcing rolling blackouts across North Carolina. Nick Jimenez is a lawyer with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He says he welcomes the discussion of climate risks, but worries that it doesn't pay enough attention to how distributed energy, like rooftop solar, could address climate risks among the most vulnerable populations.
For people who are particularly vulnerable to power outages, whether you're low income, maybe dependent on a medical device or something that needs power to keep running, you know, elderly, vulnerable to heat stress, there is a value to more local distributed resources and more localized resilience.
Jimenez says he's curious whether Duke and regulators will act on the plan, but Tommy Williamson of the North Carolina Utilities Commission public staff, the state's utility consumer advocate, says the report won't sit on the shelf.
This is not going to be a one and done process. It's going to be continuing, I'd say, for years to come.
State regulators are expected to use the report as they evaluate Duke Energy's long-range grid plans, rate hikes, and other requests. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
Climate coverage is made possible with support from Chicory Wealth and grants from the Salamander and One Earth Funds.